say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Hey, good morning, everyone. How are we doing today? Today, we're going to talk about a Route 66 classic. First, we want to give a shout out, of course, to the boys of the road crew, Joe and Woody. If you need some great road trip tunes, well, take a listen at roadcrew66.com. With certification of US 466 that had its eastern terminus at Route 66 in Kingman near First Street in 1935, and construction work to realign Route 66 west along Front Street, now Andy Devine Avenue, in 1937, businesses shifted from the historic commercial district that centered on 4th Street. In June 1937, it was announced that Roy Walker was to begin building a modern auto court at the corner of 1st and Beale Streets. And in 1939, Oscar Osterman, the local Shell oil distributor, purchased adjoining property and built a service station and cafe. Osterman had used the name Chemo for a station he had opened on Beale Street in the early 1930s. The KI was for Kingman, and MO was for Mojave County. And he used the name for his new station. Osterman and his brothers, John, Albert, Albin, and Ivor, were Swedish immigrants that saw America as the land of endless opportunities. Aside from the Shell oil enterprise, the Osterman brothers were involved with an array of businesses, including building and managing a service station in Peach Springs, the Dodge and Plymouth franchise in Kingman, and a motel along Route 66 in Newberry Springs, California. An advertisement in the Kingman Miner dated January 1940 reads, Kingman Cafe No. 2, formerly located at 224 Beale Street, has moved into the new cafe building of the Chemo Shell Service. Same excellent food and service in a new and beautiful location. A few years after opening, it was renamed the Chemo Cafe, and Oscar Osterman's wife, Clara, took over management. Clara was a cook of local renown that had managed the Casa Linda Cafe on Route 66 in Kingman, and she was a former Harvey girl. Generations of Kingman residents had fond memories of the Chemo Cafe. Located just a few blocks from the high school, it was a popular lunch stop and after-school hangout. And for many young men, the station was a first job, as the flow of traffic along Route 66 provided an endless supply of customers. In the mid-1950s, E.J. Charlie McCarthy leased the service station and garage. In addition to managing the Chemo service station, McCarthy had established a Texaco station along Route 66. That's the Canada Mart today at the west end of town. In 1959, he opened McCarthy Motors, a Studebaker dealership that also sold International Harvester trucks next door. In 1967, he acquired the Ford dealership that's now TNT Engineering with the Bob Waldmeyer mural. In 1991, Scott and Roy Dunton, owners of Dunton Motors next door, purchased the cafe and station. In an interview, Scott Dunton said, "At the old Chemo, the only part that was a restaurant was the narrow section when you walked in the front door. The kitchen was in the back. Everything from there to the east was gas station and garage. We did a full remodel and enclosed the pump island. We changed the name to Mr. D's Route 66 Diner. And of course, the D in the name was a reference to Roy Dunton. The idea was to create a 50s style diner. A lot of my mom's recipes ended up on the menu." It is fitting that the Dunton family were pioneers in the Route 66 Renaissance, as they had been providing service to travelers along that highway corridor since it was signed as the National Old Trails Road. N.R. Dutton had been managing a garage and service station in Gold Road, about 20 miles west of Kingman, since about 1925, and that was the year he built Cool Springs on the east side of Sitgreaves Pass. On June 13, 1946, the Kingman Miner published a picture of a new dealership at the west end of Front Street between the Chemo Shell and Cafe on 1st Street and noted that the new building built by A.L. Owen now houses N.R. Dutton Motor Company, one of Kingman's finest new business houses. It has a modern display room for cars, an automotive parts section, and up-to-date maintenance department. Roy Dutton, with Herb Bidoff, Kingman's first mayor, purchased that dealership in 1950, and today it is Dutton Motors Dream Machines, managed by Roy's son, Scott. Excuse me. In the late 1990s, Mr. D's Route 66 Diner was leased to Armando and Michelle Jimenez, Las Vegas restaurant owners. Today, the colorful old diner with its signature sign and world-famous root beer has become a Route 66 landmark and a destination for legions of enthusiasts. Well, most folks know where Mr. D's Route 66 Diner is. And, well, it's still going strong. A lot of people don't know the story behind it. And it's interesting, in the year of Route 66 Renaissance, that this old diner, a caricature of a 1950s restaurant, has become so famous. It's been used in German-based Condor Airlines advertisement, National Geographic calendars, Nissan Canada commercials. It's all quite astounding. This is another point of interest on the narrated self-guided historic district walking tours being developed by Kingman Main Street. You can take a look at the sample tour. Kingman.tours is the website. And the game plan is to have phase one, 40 sites done, completed, and ready for your walking tour by the 1st of May. This will be just in time for the Route 66 Fun Run, which is held the first weekend in May, and for Chillin' on Beale, which is held the third weekend of each month, April through October. But the big event is going to be a National Road Trip Day celebration on May 27th. That will be the official introduction of the self-guided walking tour and the unveiling of a new plaza down at the railroad depot. All pretty exciting stuff. Well, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this program. It was sponsored in part by the delightful, magical, wonderful city of Tucumcari, New Mexico. You know, a lot of people know Tucumcari. It's Route 66 Association, and it's become quite famous with all its neon and wonderful icons, like the Blue Swallow Motel and the incredible Roadrunner Lodge. But there's another Tucumcari for you to explore. Take the time to wander down into the old section of town. Check out the renovated railroad depot with its railroad museum. Take some time to visit the Route 66 Museum at the convention center. And my favorite, check out the Mesa Lands Community College Dinosaur Museum. All quite astounding. Tucumcari. Not just a place to stop, it's a destination. My friends, I hope you'll join me again tomorrow. We will have another fun-filled program for you. We're going to be getting into a little bit of automotive history here pretty quick, and I think you're going to enjoy that very much. Well, good afternoon to you two, and how are you doing today? My friends, I want to thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow morning, the same time, 5:30 Mountain Standard Time, for another adventure in Jim Hinckley's America. Adios, mi amigos.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Hey, before I wrap this up this morning, we have a guest here with us. Would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself? Well, until we meet again then, my friends, vaya con Dios.